Welcome to Story Talks, where we discuss the practices that engage, motivate, develop, retain, and attract people to businesses. We'll give you principles and tools based on real-world stories to leverage listening and storytelling to become a better leader and management professional. Story Talks is produced by Narrative, a company that focuses on personal storytelling for business.
Welcome to Story Talks. So as you all know, Julian, Ryan, and I, Jerome DeRoy, on this podcast, we discuss the ways that businesses engage their employees and customers. And we're always very interested in how storytelling and listening practices can help increase that engagement. So we bring on guests and we have conversations, Julian and I, around storytelling and practices that you may put in place in a variety of different fields. And today, our guest is George Grombacher. And George works with the leadership teams of technology companies to educate and empower their employees through his financial wellness platform called the Money Alignment Academy. And so this platform strengthens companies by helping employees become financially secure and on the path to financial success, fostering a positive, supportive community and culture of engaged employees, taking an integrated approach to financial wellness. George is also the host of the podcast Lifeblood, which you can find everywhere you get your podcasts, just like Story Talks. And that is, in fact, the way that Julian and I met George, because we've both been on his podcast and really had a fantastic conversation with you, George, and wanted you to have you on the show so that we can talk about these, you know, your podcast, of course, but also what it is that you do and delve a little bit deeper into this Money Alignment Academy and really how you approach financial wellness, because that's a topic that our listeners have heard. On our podcast, we've had a couple of guests who are involved in financial wellness and especially helping employers find solutions for their employees that are beyond just a raise in salary or another paycheck, because we've realized that a lot of paychecks do not cover a lot of different benefits that people could get from their employers. And so there's a lot of education to be had there. And so we'll be interested in having this conversation with you, George, and welcome to the podcast. Welcome to Story Talks. And maybe you could start by just telling us a little bit about what you do.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you having me. I think that it took me a long time to sort of distill down what it is that I do. And I think when you were describing and reading sort of what's on my LinkedIn, it sort of speaks the problem of my industry is way too many words, way too much jargon, and what is financial wellness and everything else. And so I figured out a couple of years ago that what I do is I help people to get better at money, and I do that so they can live the lives that they want. It's not everybody wants to become an expert investor. Some people never want to think about money ever. Some people want to think about it all the time. So what I'm interested fundamentally is helping people to lead happier and more contented lives. My part of that piece is just helping them iron out that money.
Wow, that's great. And so what brought you to that? What's the journey to figuring out that that is what you do?
Well, I went to college for political science because I thought I was going to be an attorney, and it serendipitously worked out that I didn't, because I would have been a super unhappy attorney. But my first job out of college was selling life insurance for a great big insurance company. Didn't know anything about it. I was just thought, oh, okay, sounds like something I can do. So why not? Mm-hmm. And then all told, I think I spent probably 12 or 13 years with really big financial companies, which was awesome because that just had me focused on doing financial stuff. Because when you're working with big companies, there's very little room for creativity or storytelling or narrative. It's just, here's how you do it and just follow the steps. When I became, for lack of a better term, untethered, I went out on my own and opened my own financial business. It allowed me to get back to be more creative, to be more thoughtful, and to be able to put my own sort of stamp and creativity on the work. And so that has now been however many years it's been. This is my 21st year doing this. So 7 or 8 years ago, and going through that whole process of becoming a little older, perhaps a little bit wiser, and kind of distilling down the value and the impact that I want to have and that I do have.
So one of our practical tips is going to be that wisdom comes with age.
Maybe.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, when we're lucky.
With a caveat, if we're lucky, exactly. So I'm curious, what does it look like when someone gets better at money? Because behind my question is, I often, money is such a huge part of any individual's life. I mean, it's like, life, death, money, basically, and love. Those are kind of the things that seem to drive human beings, at least in our society. And there's a lot of worry and a lot of fear with money. And I think this has been the topic of a lot of our conversations and certainly a lot of stories that I've heard over the years, even working with financial companies, that it seems like people deal with, people who are in your position deal with fear, and kind of alleviating fears. And I wonder if that's something that you resonate with, or how do you see that?
Yeah, well, I agree. I think that better is the same for everyone, and it's different for everyone. Mm. It's different because, Julian, Jerome, you both maybe have an MBA in finance. You could, be super active checking your investment accounts all the time, or you may, again, never look at it ever. You could be in horrible debt and living paycheck to paycheck like so many of us are. Mm. So better for those two scenarios is extremely different. But better is the same for everybody, because I think it's all about making incremental change and improving. And I like to talk about just simply doing that one day over another, because if I am not where I want to be financially, it can be absolutely overwhelming. And how do I even start? How do I pick this thing up? How do I make change? How am I ever going to get out of this hole that I've dug myself into? Well, that's demotivating. And that really keeps people stuck. So better for that person means, well, let's just figure out where it is that we want to go and start putting a plan together, and then start executing on that plan and doing it every day and just getting better than I was yesterday. So that's really what I'm talking about.
Interesting. That's great. Kind of a day by day approach. Yeah.
And relationships you bring up quite a bit in your podcast, as well as the community you've been building. And I think it's very interesting that if you can tell us about the way you've pivoted, like how you've presented yourself to your customers. You rebranded, you changed your name, about what your podcast was. Tell me a little bit about that, because I think that bears some sharing at this point in time.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And, I'm interested in being useful to people, and certainly being more useful than I am being brilliant to people. And I sort of discovered that, again, I'm just really interested in helping people to get to where they want to go. And I am super curious, and I'm a voracious consumer of information and a learner. And so I became really interested in figuring out how I can make changes in my life. And if I can figure out how to do that, perhaps I can, give people a platform to also be able to share that message. And then in my getting better at that, then I'll be better at my job as a financial person and helping people to get better at, to help them get to create, break bad financial habits and to create good ones. And so the process was, when I did start thinking more again, when I did start writing again, it brought me to the point of, I want to be talking more about things that are just beyond just money stuff, because Jerome, like you were mentioning, money is such a huge part of our lives, but to only talk about money is missing just a massive part of the equation. You need to dig into other aspects of your life. You need to dig into your childhood and your relationships with your parents and what their relationship with money was and all that stuff, if we really do hope to ourselves have positive relationships with our finances. So it wasn't necessary. I mean, I could have just kept going, just talking about money stuff. So it was a combination. Wanting to do a better job, and I'll drive myself crazy if I was only thinking and talking about money all the time.
Fair enough. Thank you.
That's great. So I love what you said about that there's money is only one part of the equation, you know, and that there's all these different dynamics and you need to learn about kind of the whole person almost. And I wonder what, in your opinion, because we're all about storytelling at Narrative, and this is a podcast called Story Talks. Mm-hmm. And I wonder, you know, how do you see the role of storytelling in what you do and your kind of relationships, whether it's with your customers or even on your podcast with people that you invite?
It's so interesting. So I started my podcast about four years ago, give or take. And early on, I had somebody come and talk about financial wellness before it was really a thing. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about how it's all about the information and how you present things and frame things is less important. And I was just kind of shaking my head. I'm like, okay. And then I realized, well, he just couldn't have been more wrong, because it's all about how you deliver the message. We just celebrated Martin Luther King Day. And you think about how the I Have a Dream speech was obviously great words, but the delivery of it and how he positioned things and the mm-hmm. emotion behind it. So in the world of money stuff, it's wildly important to be able to present the information in narrative or storytelling, because it is so much. We start talking about what is personal finance. It's enormous. It's insurance and investing and taxes and estate planning. And oh my goodness, how am I supposed to keep all this stuff straight? And it's jargony, like I was talking about. So if I can distill it down to truisms or rules of thumb, or even if I'm really good, I can just show somebody an image and that will stick with them. So if it's pay yourself first, which we've all heard, right? It's like these certain things that are so true about money and we all know. Well, that's not because it's super complex. It's because somebody did a great job, or it's this oral tradition, and it's wisdom that's been passed on from generation to generation. So it's extremely important.
That's great. You know, just to, I kind of want to recap that for our listeners, because we often do this with Julian, where we sort of see a through line and a few threads that mm-hmm. people can pick up on and implement in their own lives. And I think there's two things that you said here, you know, about storytelling and its role here, really distilling down information. That's number one. You know, how do I kind of bring it back to the essence, and that it can be combined with images or with other ways of communicating that achieve the same thing essentially. So you really want to distill it, and stories can really do that. And number two is the jargon bit, because you've mentioned that a couple of times, and I think it's so true almost in every field, including mm-hmm. the field of storytelling itself, you know, where there is so much jargon around even stories, you know. So I think this is a great reminder to just, you know, if you're going to be that is one of the primary roles of storytelling, and really its value is that it brings things down to their essential, you know, very simple way to understand things. Here's what happened in my life. Let me tell you about that. Mm-hmm. And then maybe that'll bring something up for something that happened in your life, or maybe it'll bring up information that your listener really needs in order to help you. So I just wanted to flag those before we move on to the next question.
And I think what you're saying, that in order for you to help somebody, you are asking them their narrative in a very unique way to help them build a story, not just what's on the ledger page in front of them. So you're able to maybe dial a little bit deeper into what you can do to support them and move them forward, or look at life a little bit differently and how they're approaching their some of their challenges.
I think if I am doing a great job, it's a function mm-hmm. of helping people to define what their origin story is. It's mm-hmm. like, what are those early experiences that have made me the person that I am? And exploring limiting beliefs that we all have about everything mm-hmm. in life, certainly money, and then really figuring out how is it that I want to feel about money. And I talk about all the other stuff too, because why not? But what is really the identity that I want? And then you can talk about let's then project into the future and start creating that, or deciding what the future that I really want to have is. And then I'm setting financial goals. But it very mm-hmm. much is, let's go through your whole superhero story, for lack of a better term.
So interesting that you you know, I don't know if this is actually how you do it, but it sounds to me like you even start with understanding how people want to feel, maybe how they feel currently because of their origin story, but really taking that origin story as a springboard to understanding the feeling, and then from there, set up those goals. So many times you kind of see the opposite happening, or the feeling piece kind of gets forgotten and it's more like, let's get to the goals. What do you want? What do you need? And let's get you there, right? But then you're kind of omitting this really essential piece that has that's a lot associated with those limiting beliefs, right? Or with the things that you didn't even know you could do, right? Your potential. So much of it is in the feeling area, but we too many times kind of gloss over that or think that that'll come later. I love that you sort of brought that to the conversation here and put that front and center, because that's what stories do, right? The stories really get to the emotional core of what it was that we were feeling at a particular time and how it is that we want to feel in the future. So I think that's great.
Yeah, we only got one crack at this deal, right? So why am I waiting to feel a certain way? I'm waiting until I have that special relationship to start being happy, or I'm waiting until I get the promotion to be happy, or once I'm debt free, then I'll be happy. Well, what if?
Was there a pivotal moment in when you were addressing your clients where you rethought how you were reaching them? Is an example come to mind about was it an individual customer maybe, or was it a group you were addressing? I'm just curious to hear a little bit of all the background context to how your business developed.
Yeah, I appreciate that very much. And I could definitely point to an experience. So whenever I have the opportunity to speak to a group of people, I empathize so much, because very few people are comfortable talking about financial difficulty, and we're sort of there's shame, and a lot of the time there's embarrassment. So I always open the meeting with talking about how I've made most of the bad financial decisions that a person can make. Fortunately, okay. I've also made a lot of great financial decisions, but I can just see sort of smiles, you know, people's body language changes. And I was having a conversation, and it was a pretty small room. It was a company, it was a medical company. So they had all these different locations, and as many people as could came and crowded into this really small conference room around this really small table. And we were sort of right on top of each other. And somebody said, well, geez, I really wish that so-and-so could have been here. And I said, yeah, it would have been great if everybody could have heard this. And the light bulb sort of went off, and I said, yeah, I mean, there's got to be a way. And this was probably give or take about 10 years ago. And I thought, well, why don't I start recording these? Why don't I make them available? Because there's no way that everybody's always going to be able to be here, or there's different locations. And it would make sense if somebody wanted to be able to access the materials or the presentations that I was doing. And so in an effort to meet people where they are, which is really what this is all about, and to help make it so it's sort of just in time. So when somebody is ready to say, yeah, I am ready to start saving, or we just got married, or just had a baby, or this just happened, and now it's time to actually start thinking about this financial stuff, where can I go to actually make that happen? And so that really birthed Money Alignment Academy. But how do I create a platform that makes that available? And now, obviously, today it's so easy. There's so many great technologies and platforms that allow us to upload content into the internets or whatever. But that was the moment right there, just recognizing that there is, if you're able to position it right, if you're able to be vulnerable with people and to get them to open up, that there's an opportunity to then, you know, close that gap and meet that need. And technology's definitely made that possible today.
I love that. Meet them where they are, your customers, and do right by them. Okay. Thank you. Excellent answer.
Yeah. I love it. Is there anything, George, that you would want our listeners to further look into, or particular resources that you want to point people towards?
We have, I do spend a lot of time talking about goal setting and talking about values. And I like to think that we do it in a little bit of a different way. And so in service of that, because if you're not clear on those things, I think it's really hard to just all of a sudden start acting great with money, like mm-hmm. the doing that other work. And it's kind of like thinking that getting married is going to fix me or having a kid's going to, you know, make my marriage better. If I just start saving money, then all of a sudden everything's going to be okay. And it's better to do that than not. But doing that work, sort of digging into it, which can be messy, but it's what I encourage people to do. So in service of that, we have a free goals course and a values course. I'm extremely gifted at naming things. So they're called goals course and values course. and I would really invite people to take advantage of those. And they could find them on, we have a website, it's called lifeblood.live. Mm. And there's a courses section and they could find the goals course, the values course. So
great. Lifeblood.live. Okay. So that's where our listeners can go to find the values course. I also saw that on your website, you have a variety of different things that people can do and look into. So I really invite everyone to do that because I think your approach is very different and very helpful. That's what you said at the mm-hmm. top. You want to be helpful. And I think that's what you're doing in the world. So really, thank you so much for coming onto the podcast and sharing with us your wisdom and your experience. I think our listeners are going to get a lot out of it.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Thank you. So I just want to remind our listeners that Story Talks can be found on all platforms where you find your podcasts, that we will continue to have guests such as George in the future. And you can be looking for other guests in the financial health or financial wellness field. You can look into the episodes, especially on Buzzsprout. That's where our podcast is originating from. And I want to thank every listener, each and every one of you, for tuning in and learning more about storytelling. If you want to go and find more resources around storytelling, you can go to our website, narrative.com, narrative.com. We have blogs that are posted almost every week, in addition to our podcast episodes. And those are great ways to find practical tips and tools for everyday life and for your work. So thanks so much. Thanks, Julianne.
Thank you. Thank you, George and Jerome. Thanks.
Thanks again.
Narrative Story Talks. For more information on the narrative listening and storytelling method and how it can help your business, go to narrative.com.